Well, they're both actors. An actor defined is a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. A couple of years ago, I had seen a documentary on the Hollywood actor Sylvester Stallone, who played the role of Rocky Balboa, you know, the Italian stallion, the boxing heavyweight champion of the world. Well, during this documentary, I noticed that while he was filming for another Rocky movie in Philadelphia, the people from Philadelphia actually greeted him as Rocky Balboa.
The Philadelphia people look at Rocky as an existing being, as someone who sort of exists. They're not yelling for Sylvester Stallone. Believe me, it's all Rocky, Rocky, yo, rock, rock. There is no separation between the two identities.
I wondered how many of them actually seen the Rocky movies really knew his real name. They knew him as the character that he portrayed, not as who he really was. Furthermore, how many of them actually deceived themselves into believing that Rocky was also the heavyweight champion of the world? This was, in fact, the reality many of the people in Philadelphia had when it came to that of Sylvester Stallone. Friends, the man's real name is Michael Sylvester Gaudenzio Stallone. He's never been in a ring to fight professionally one time in all of his life. And he is not the heavyweight champion of anyone's world except those that paid for the ticket to see this actor play the part of one. And speaking of actors, how many politicians today run on the promises that they fail to keep once they win the office that they sought? They put themselves up to be something that they clearly are not. Like that of the actor Sylvester Stallone, they say that they are someone that they are not and act in another way. Christian conservative is usually what they sell, yet what they deliver time and time again is not at all what they sold themselves to be in any sense of the word. It is what they do that shows you who they are. It is true that the man and the office are one and the same. Again, speaking of politicians,
our country will be better off when we start making our own products again, bringing our once great manufacturing capabilities back to the shores.
As a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great.
Where are the shirts made? Bangladesh.
Well, it's good. We employ people in Bangladesh.
Ties? Where are the ties
made?
They have to work,
too.
These are beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
The ties are made in where? China? Ties are made in China.
And like that of the actor, I ask, how is the act apart from the actor? They are still the same person regardless of what they want someone to believe that they are. And one thing is for sure, their actions speak a lot louder than their words.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part for which I am solely and completely responsible. I misled people, including even my wife.
It is like that of the laws in this country that need to be enforced. We don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce them laws. That's how we know that they are good. On so many occasions, politicians act out that they are good, and yet they implement that which is unlawful, which undermines the constitutional laws which are in place. And of course, they advocate compartmentalization. What do you mean? Well, they want you to accept that their personal life is separate from their public life. Well, in fact, that is not true in any sense of the word. Who they are in private is who they are in public, regardless of the act, if you judge them by their fruit. There is no separating the two. Look to what they advocate and produce, and you will understand. It's been rightly stated that public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. Benedict Arnold, in his public capacity, was a general of the American Army, an early war hero in the American Revolution, a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. However, during the same time, he was being presented into the public eye as a hero He was also behind closed doors embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge. He was also pocketing profits made from illegal sales. As well, he was betraying West Point to the enemy. Now, was his public life or his private life? God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to share with you, friends, if you want to check us out, we're going to be October 11th on a Saturday at 6 p.m. We're going to be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, doing our monthly outreach. And this time what I'm going to be doing is bringing with me none other than Senator Eric Lucero, also Representative Walter Hudson, and setting the precedent that the people of the state of Minnesota, all 5.9 million of them, are sick and tired of being sick and tired of the corruption within the halls of government. So we're going to be drawing the line. We're going to be there to fire the people up concerning taking responsibility in dealing with the bad guys that are in office that think that they can go ahead and do whatever it is that they want without consequence. Well, we're going to be there to set the record straight. And again, folks, we're hoping for standing room only. That, again, will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, Saturday, October 11th. Get there early, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you out there. And thanks to our friend Don from KLKS as well for giving us overhead out there and making a difference in the state of Minnesota. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, friends. You got social media platforms on the left side. The right side is Tim Brown's morning show, as well as 8 to 10 articles every given day concerning those that are a part of the culture war, those that are actually in the fight. They're not just talking like a bunch of paper tigers, friends. They're actually culture warriors like the Sons of Issachar. They're soldiers of the cross. We have constitutional attorneys. We have preachers. The list goes on. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out the store, friends. Check out the store. Also, check out our schedule as well. And again, that is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to check it out concerning our content at beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. 0-4. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Okay? All right, let's get to this now. Friends, if there's one of the things out there that really bothers me more than anything is I don't like being lied to. And one of the things that really, as they say in the olden days, right, irks me or agitates me to no end is not only when they lie to me, but when they lie to people. And when they lie to the people, you see the people submissively taking what they're telling them as a truth when I know within myself it's absolutely not a truth. And I want to set the record straight because truth demands a response. And when we give that truth, folks, not that it needs to be defended, but I'll tell you what, that is our job as Christians. And what did I mean by that? It doesn't need to be defended. Well, Augustine said, the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Just let it loose. It will take care of itself. And it's absolutely true, but that happens, and it's compelled, we're compelled to do so, and it's catapulted quicker when we actually do our job than just letting the truth fall to the street, because we're not called to do that. We're called to be the light of the world that reproves the works of darkness in Ephesians 5:11. So I'm saying that to play this for you. This is a video. This is audio for you concerning my radio affiliates. You'll hear this just perfectly fine. Your enemies are laughing at you, friends. I want to say it again, and I don't like it. They're laughing at you. And I'm not saying that in a prideful sense. I'm saying that for the very purpose that you might get a hold of the truth for what it is. Because when your enemies are laughing at you, they're laughing at you because you're believing a lie, especially the ones that come from the pulpits and especially the ones that come from politicians and their bully pulpits. Okay, so I want to show you this. This is a piece where a said comedian, an absolute clown, by the way, Jimmy Fallon, years ago, I'm guessing 5 years ago, he reached out to us and he wanted me to come on to his show and make light of a situation that I wasn't going to allow him to make light of. And the producers called us, asked if, you know, if we could fly you out here, do the show, so on and so forth. And Jimmy wanted a free hand to basically do what he wanted to do. And I said, absolutely not. We're not going to do that. So this is the comedian, I guess, and I guess somehow or another he thinks this is funny. But again, this is what the people that you would call that are on the left, what they have to say about the people on the right, because they're making a mockery of you because you're not doing the right thing. And really, that's the truth of the matter. Let's go ahead and check this out. This is J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance just happens to be the said vice president of the United States of America. For those that don't know who he is and what he's been doing, he's changed his name, I think, 4 times now. That's a fact, just like Barack Hussein Obama did. And the people allowed it to go on. But J.D. Vance is he's an investor into big pharmaceutical companies, okay? And so he has Zionist money behind him to do the things that he's doing. But I just want to show you how these people are a bunch of chameleons. They're snakes, and they sell out to the highest bidder, just like Judas did until he realized what he did. But once he realized what he did, it was too late because he already did it, right? Read Luke 22:48. Let's go over and see what J.D. Vance has to say. This is a correspondent, a news anchor from Fox News. And again, listen to the hypocrisy of this individual that today's conservatives are somehow or another not getting a hold of due to the fact that there's no truth in them. And what am I saying? You're being laughed at. Check this out.
I'm a never Trump guy.
Okay, this is the guy commentating right now, the said journalist. He's saying of J.D. Vance, he's playing the audio of J.D. Vance saying, I'm never a Trump guy, never liked him. We played this video for you a couple weeks back, by the way. He said he's a terrible candidate, idiot if you voted for him. This is all J.D. Vance. This is all J.D. Vance, who's now promoting Donald Trump as the vice president, right? He called Donald Trump an Adolf Hitler. And it goes on, and it goes on. Hang on.
Idiot if you voted for him. Might be America's...
Yep, might be America's Hitler, J.D. Vance said of Donald Trump. Might be a cynical a-hole, he said. Expletive, right? This is J.D. Vance, a cultural hero. I don't know how that works. Obnoxious and reprehensible. This all coming from J.D. Vance. This is the guy that the said conservatives thinks that is really there in part to make America great again with this compromise. Culture heroin, he called him. Yeah, and then he comes out after he's voted in or put into place to be the vice president. He says, I was wrong about Donald. Folks, these are politicians. They're modern-day Judases.
Hello,
we'll be
KLKS,
right back.
KLKS, Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m., both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions in answer to the corruption that we are experiencing within the Capitol walls in Minnesota. The days of complaining about what so many tolerate must come to an end. Enough is enough. It's time for lawful justice. This will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Hey, Tim.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The Book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with them, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does, and the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad, but if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Okay, welcome back to Getting to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, did you see this, what I just played for you? Where he calls, J.D. Vance calls him all these names. And then once he becomes the vice president, he said he's going to be a great president. He apologized for all of it. And yet these are the people that are in office selling to you that they are something that they are not. And that's the great wonder of the age. The hypocrisy is on display for the world to see. And everybody gets it outside of the United States of America, but those within the United States of America, for some reason or another, they have to try to discover something that might be good in them to put themselves at ease so they don't actually have to do anything in dealing with the corrupt little Judases that they are. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they do this all of the time. And again, how many times has J.D. Vance changed his name, folks? Four times. How many times did Barack Obama change his name, folks? It was in the 40s. His numbers, his IDs, no records on who he was. But the people just let him remain because they don't believe the media. But when the media tells them something, they believe it. So when you're calling the politicians a bunch of hypocrites, people, for those that go along with this, you might want to put yourself in front of the mirror, because therein lies the problem. And you can say that that's being mean. You can say that that's being harsh. No, that's love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You're being lied to, and you're being laughed at by your politicians. Okay? I want to show you this as well. We got this. This is brand new. And I'm just going to go ahead and remove this tag here. Trump suggests using dangerous U.S. cities as training grounds for our military. Like what we showed you yesterday in the United Kingdom, which is given over to the Muslims, which we are starting to see take in positions of government in the United States of America. Last week, I highlighted all the mayors in the UK are now Muslim. And then I highlighted those that are involved in government here in the United States of America, because everybody sits back and says, oh, poor United Kingdom. No. It's not just happening there by design. It's happening here by design as well. Okay. And the reason I'm saying that is also contemplate, and I bring this up, folks, but you need to understand that this has not been brought to a closure. It has not been dealt with. Donald Trump has not used the militia, the American people, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, to lawfully deal with the dangerous and treasonous mayors and governors in the United States of America. They allure the illegals into America, then they use the illegals as the excuse for what they do in sweeping away your sovereignty. Again, most people don't even think when it comes to the first point that I just made. But you have to understand, folks, this is all by design. It's all by their design. It's all been pre-planned. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s, folks? He said, nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. Why would Donald Trump come out and say, let's go ahead and use our military for U.S. cities that are dangerous as a training ground? Well, isn't that what they did in Iraq? Isn't that what they did in other countries that we've been used to topple by the military-industrial complex and corrupt politicians who create the wars under those that they work for concerning the Zionist Jewish bankers? Yeah, absolutely it is. And you know what's worse, friends, is most of you people know what I just said was true. And you already had a pre-knowledge of what I just said. That's what's insane about it. Oh, here, I wanted to give you one more point as well, friends. There's 737 military bases in 148 countries. Can anybody show me that in the Constitution? I would love to see where it's our job, and it's our job to go ahead and delegate authority to our said representative, limited government, to go ahead and police other countries. Furthermore, I'd like to see where we're supposed to have some sort of an alliance, an entanglement with foreign powers. Oh, and we're seeing a whole lot of that as well. Here, let me make another point there. So you have 737 military bases in 148 countries. Put this in scope. Do you remember that pedophile named Henry Kissinger that sat next to every president since 1973 all the way up to Donald Trump's first criminal tenure? Do you remember what he said about your military men that are being used to establish those 737 military bases in 148 countries unconstitutionally? He said that our military men are just dumb, stupid men only to be used for foreign policy. Oh, here's another point you might want to contemplate. And then Americans wonder why these foreigners want to invade America and tear down our infrastructure and kill every man, woman, and child in this country because of what Americans have allowed their politicians to do to their countries. Just think about it. I mean, if someone came over here and started throwing their weight around, friends, and started committing war crimes against you, wouldn't you want vengeance? Of course you would. Of course you would. And you know what's even crazier than that? And I'm just thinking about this, and I brought this up before, but a different thought. I mean, we know that General Wesley Clark said after the two buildings, and I'll get to this in just a moment, the two towers when they fell on September 11, 2001, it's interesting that American military didn't know who to attack. But yet the day after September 11th, it's interesting how they had all of this, right? Up on the shelf to go ahead and pull down just in time, and the infrastructure for the Patriot Act was already in play. And to create all these new agencies that are created to work against their political opposition. But again, I want you to contemplate Wesley Clark saying, we don't know who to attack, he was saying. And they were going to attack seven countries, and they're well on their way. And they already told you who they were going to attack. This in 2001, right? And then before you know it, he comes out and he says, yeah, they came out and they said, we're going to attack Iraq. And he said, well, I don't know why we're attacking Iraq. Well, he said, well, when you have a military and everybody looks like a nail and you have a hammer with the power of your military, you can go ahead, and take out any country you want to. So they decided, none other than Dick Cheney, who made $34.5 billion off of stealing the oil from the Iraqis and killing over 1 million Iraqis so they could have their oil. And the American people stood with them, hook, line, and sinker. There was only one outlet nationwide that condemned the war, only to find out it was that one network. It was like the Elijah standing on the hill in the face of the corrupt king and all the false prophets telling him to go to war because you're going to prosper. It was that one outlet telling them, nope, don't go. It's not real. It's not legitimate. The CIA, Rumsfeld, put up none other than Saddam Hussein. They don't need him anymore. They're going to take him down. And what do? They steal their oil. They come back. And how did they sell the war to you, Americans? They sold the war to you by telling you that there's weapons of mass destruction that was all denounced over and over and over again and proven wrong before we sent our military over there. By the way, we lost a lot of our boys in the process, too. Read Amos 4 when you get a moment. But what happens? They get the oil. They come back. And what do? You sit back and you watch the same president that told you we have to attack Iraq. Didn't tell you why, but we have to attack Iraq. We're really going over there to steal their oil. But you know what? After it's all done and said with, you know what? Oh, you know what? We were wrong. There was no weapons of mass destruction. Three times on national television with a half smirk on his little devilish face. Did the American people correct themselves? Absolutely not. No, they wait for the next president, the next politicians that is set in place, handpicked, installed by the powers that they work for, which is foreign to who we are as a people. I think everybody's now come to that conclusion. And now they're waiting for another politician that tells them to go to war, and they're going to be more than happy to send themselves and their boys to shed blood to make more money for corruption in the halls of government, the military-industrial complex, and to take more territory. And people in this country have the audacity to sit back and be angry with people that are coming over here that want retribution. They want a just recompense for the bloodshed in their countries by our military. You say, well, Bradley, you sound anti-American. I say, you're ignorant. You better be on the side of the Lord when all this comes down, regardless if it's good for your physical being or not, because nobody deserves justice more than this country does for allowing the corruption to continuously compel itself against nation after nation after nation after nation in taking over their land. And as I just got done saying, the American people sit back and they say to themselves, man, what's with all these Muslims? And why do we have 3,000 mosques, which, by the way, there's a military underbelly to every single one of them, because they want vengeance against the people that destroyed and attacked their country when they, in fact, did absolutely nothing to us. The Bible says you're not to be unjust in judgment. And there's nothing righteous about that. You are not going to justify that which is unrighteousness. The Lord calls that an abomination. And how dare the American people sit there and attack innocent nations only to sit back and make more money for the people that are using you and your lives and your children's lives to take over more of the world. Okay, I mean, the evil amongst us, friends, in the midst of us, we want to sit there and blame everybody else for what we're responsible for. No, it's a reflection of who we are, and we need to repent. That's the bottom line.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you don't mind, folks, I'm just going to make a couple more points because one of the things that I feel that we're being led to is when you have a bunch of scoundrels at the helm of your country, and I want to remind everybody as well that we do not have leaders in this country. Let me say that again. We do not have leaders. Where are you people, seriously, that don't know the difference? Sit there and call them your leaders. I want you to show me in the Constitution where they become our leaders. How are they our leaders? If they receive delegation from us to them, how are they become our leaders? 281-845-4704. We don't have leaders in this country. Folks, the only leader that we have is no king but King Jesus. And that was the flag, one of the two, that was flying during the War of Independence. We have a representative system of government. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that when you get everything upside down on its head, like so many people are accepting today in this country. Oh, folks, I talk to people all of the time that I've continuously told them and showed them and educated them. This is who we are. Why do you keep talking that language that doesn't exist? I mean, common sense comes into play that if I want the fire to go out, I pull the wood out. I don't keep adding wood to the fire. No, what you're doing is you're adding more power and you're adding more strength to tyranny over you. That's going along with it. Pull the wood out of the fire, people. Quit talking that unconstitutional language, which is nonsense. But what I wanted to say is how many times I talk to people that know that. And the first thing, the Democrats, all the Republicans. I mean, when I hear that, I just know that I'm talking to an ignorant person. And that's not name calling. It's a fact. Because that's not who we are. And how many times, especially for my radio family that listens to me day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, how many times have I even confronted constitutional attorneys on this show and just asking them the question, as nice as I possibly can and respectfully, since when did we become what you're talking about? And they sit there and they look at me just completely dumbfounded, right? The Republicans, when they're in power, they're a government unto themselves. And then when the Democrats are in power, they're a government unto themselves. We're ruled by law. There is no division. Okay? But I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. And it's very frustrating when people don't listen. And it really what it shows you is they're not repentant. And it also shows you that they really don't care. And it really shows you, friends, that they're somehow in a sick way having a good time being played by the scoundrels. Let me go full circle. When you allow an administration like this one, like the last one, like the one before that, like the one before that, and like the one before that, and like the one before that, how many of these scoundrels have taken the blood of your children or relatives and shed it in innocent lands, on innocent people, including their own blood? How many? Again, I was just telling you during the last segment, friends, that 148 countries, we have 73 military bases. Again, can someone show me that in the Constitution? 737 military bases. Your said representative government is not only spending the blood of your children and the people in those innocent lands, but also stealing your money and taking and conquering those innocent people. Your military is being used. And I'm saying this for the very purpose of talking about the scoundrels. When you look at those administrations, what have they done? What have they done? They led the American people to war against innocent people. And now they're trying to create another one. They're scoundrels. Do you understand? That's what they are. They're scoundrels. Hey, folks, let me just say it this way. If you want the war to stop, because they're pushing for another one, you can mark my words. And I've been on this for a couple months now. They're going to push for another war. And if it happens, you tell them to go first. You tell them to bring forth their children to fight that worthy cause that you're trying to sell to the rest of us. Because I am tired of being tired of what I'm seeing out there. And why am I saying that? Well, because the scoundrel Donald Trump's already talking that way. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I want you to hear this as well, because what he's doing is completely unconstitutional, but he's doing exactly what I've been telling my listeners, folks. And this is why we follow the Holy Ghost. This is why we don't get caught up into all of this inundation that they're throwing on us to basically oppress us, to get us to be fearful, to get us to throw our hands up in the air. Nope, we're going to be led by the Spirit of God, and we're going to keep following the Christ. He said, to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. It's a plow. You're going to work. But we're going to stay in the center of all of it, right? And in the process of doing so, the Lord's going to lead us to where they're trying to bring us right now. And they are talking war. Okay? And it's funny that they love to call themselves, you know, our Defense Department is no longer the Defense Department. Do you know what they're calling it now? They're calling it the War Department. And guess what? If there's a war, guess who they're going to call upon? Your kids. Have you had enough yet, friends? Why don't you go to Arlington Cemetery and see how many of those innocent kids that thought that they were doing, and nobody honors the military more than this boy that you're listening to right now, in a righteous sense. But how many of our boys have been used for the very purpose of making more money for these scoundrels and who they sell themselves out to? And isn't it interesting as well how these scoundrels, these corrupt politicians, isn't it interesting how they talk much of war, but yet they themselves are like, well, like in this case, Donald Trump is a draft dodger. Yeah, did you know that? He's a draft dodger. Just like so many other politicians that talk big and bad. Like Bush, he was a draft dodger. He tried to sell himself as being one that was a part of the military when in fact he was not. They did a documentary on it. As a matter of fact, those that were used in the documentary, many of them mysteriously died after they made the documentary, basically pulling the wool off the American people's eyes concerning the lies that the Bush regime was selling to them once again. Well, it's happening again. Same thing happened under Barack Obama when they were using our boys over in Afghanistan to basically protect drugs and poppy seed, because that's what it was about. That's all it was about. Just like the Iraqi issue, friends, was all about stealing the oil, but that's not what they told the American people. My goodness, people. Enough is enough. Here, I want you to listen to this. This is Donald Trump. This is brand new. Just got it this morning. And I'm seeing this manifestation of what we've been talking about, because the Lord's leading us to the fact that this is what they're going to push for sooner or later.
So you say during the war, you can't have elections. So let me just say 3.5 years from now. So you mean if we happen to be in a war with somebody, no more elections? Oh, that's good.
Listen to this guy. Listen to this pedophile. Listen to this pedophile. Somebody said to me today, you know what? You would think this guy would be contemplating the fact that he's coming to the end of his life. And he's going to answer for everything that he's done. He's going to face off with a judge that he is not going to be able to con. He's a terrible con man. He sincerely is a terrible, terrible con man. He really is. He's a joke. How anybody sits back and believes a word of this man, even when his family tells you, his mother and his sister have warned you about this guy who's been groomed for 30 years in a favorable light by your mainstream media. And the people still, oh no, he rose up and above just like anybody else. Really? Can you tell me what he did to make himself famous? 281-845-4704. I'm still waiting for that phone call. No, he's like the Kardashians. No talent, nothing about him. He just lies. He just steals. He just kills. That's what he does. He just does whatever his master tells him what to do, as if to suggest that somehow or another he's going to be able to tell the Lord that he really doesn't believe in. It doesn't matter. The devils believe and tremble. And he's going to go ahead and just do his best to negotiate with the Lord on Judgment Day. No, not when he looks at the blood shed for the sins of mankind. And I'll tell you what, friends, when you begin to look at Christ crucified and you see what these politicians tolerate, only then will you begin to understand the purpose of Christianity in this world. We're to stand against this nonsense. We're to take vengeance on all disobedience. And this goes beyond disobedience, what the people tolerate in this country. The American people are procuring judgment upon themselves for what they tolerate. Now you have this scoundrel talking about, well, if there's a war, then there's going to be no, we don't have to worry about elections. Sounds like Roosevelt, doesn't it? Yeah, that's exactly what Roosevelt did. And then he died in office. I wonder how that's working out for him. I mean, here, let me say this to all the politicians, to all of you Judases out there. You act like you're not going to die. You act like this is your home. You act like it's for you to decide where you're going to go when you die. You act like you're going to be able to take what you have stolen here with you to hell. No, you're not. It's certain, Paul said, that you came into the world naked, and it's certain that you're going to leave with nothing. Nothing. And yet how many people sit there and spend their whole lives trying to make gain? And how many times did Jesus warn of covetousness? Now, we're in the fourth segment, Up and Coming. I have a hard break coming up, but I'm going to come back, and I'm going to show you more of the evil that which is amongst us and in the midst of all of us concerning Mylakowski, who is a war criminal. And I'm going to show you the documentation, and then I'm going to show you how he's completely, friends, rejected by the world, and how the people want justice. And on the other side, what I'm going to do is show you how he's accepted here amongst the Judases in the halls of government.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, so I'm highlighting the fact here. You want me to show you something, folks? I'm going to go ahead and show you something here. And I want you to see this. Because this is a side note to what we've been talking about. This is a madman that sits at Donald Trump's table. And he's re-engaging himself against the American people because the American people and people worldwide have given him a pass concerning his mass genocide and his investment concerning what you know as vaccines. We call them the experimental jabs. And I'm talking about Bill Gates, who wanted to depopulate the planet. We played the video for you several times through the pandemic. And I told the American people this oligarch has put himself in a position as a representative, yet nobody voted good for him. He puts himself in the position of being a doctor, yet he's never been to school a day in his life. And somehow or another, he's dictating politicians worldwide when it comes to the said plandemic. You all remember that, right? And you also remember that I told you that if you don't deal with these people lawfully, because they're not above the law, they're going to go ahead and re-engage, and they're going to go ahead for another attack on the people worldwide. Just like I told you. Remember, he's sitting at the table with Donald Trump, right? Here, go ahead and check this out. Remember, just over the last couple of days, I've been highlighting the fact that Donald Trump's Genius Act, he's trying to create something that is unconstitutional. It stands against Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, and removing silver and gold is the way of payment, and considering how we reduce debt on a personal and on a level that goes from coast to coast, again, individually to corporately as a people. And I told you that he's trying to create a system, a cashless society, and he's doing it very swiftly and as swift as he possibly can. And I also showed you that over in the UK right now, they're telling the people that if you don't go cashless with us, we're going to just go ahead and not allow you to work. I mean, the dummy's pulling the rug from under his own feet. We're not going to allow you to work. Well, guess what? If they don't work, and this is where people don't think again, if they don't work, then there's no taxes to support you and your little evil ways. See, they don't think, and the people don't think. You have to understand that communists have a dependency upon the people, but they want control over those people. But see, they don't understand that when they leave God's institution of government and they do it on their own, they go from the spirit to the flesh, what they're doing is they're self-inflicting. And what they do is they begin to capitalize on the people first and foremost until there's nobody more to capitalize from. And that's what we're seeing, okay? But let me go back to this. So we're seeing over in England right now, they're saying that, listen, if you don't go into a digital system with us, Revelation 13, 17, then you know what? You don't have the right to work. It's not theirs to give in the first place, because it's not inerrant in them to give it to us, because our rights didn't come from them. They came from the Lord. Okay? So let's go over to now into America, because this is what Trump is trying to push. I played Catherine Austin Fitz. Yesterday, I hope I'm saying her name right. She's an insider, and she told you that Kristi Noem, who sold to the American people as a freedom fighter, she is moving as fast as she can, along with the federal government, to basically put forth the real ID to drive people to a cashless society. I played the video and the audio on Monday's show. I played it on Saturday's show. And I told the American people, and I'm telling you right now, if that's the road that you go down to or go down and you accept this, I'm telling you right now, every facet of your life is controlled for as long as it lasts at that point. Okay. Look at this. Here's Bill Gates, this monster, this madman. Oh, there's so many to name. And you know all their names, by the way. Bill Gates, digital ID must be accepted by U.S. citizens by 2028, otherwise risk exclusion from society. Anybody paying attention yet? Seriously, it's not this devil's business to tell me what I'm supposed to do. Do you all understand what an oligarch is? That's where few rule over many, okay? Moving forward for the sake of time. They sell him to you as Netanyahu. I've broken this down 100 times. His name is not Netanyahu. By the way, every prime minister that's been a part of Rothschild's modern-day Israel since 1948, that's a creation of none other than Mr. Rothschild himself, right? So you understand that the wicked fruit doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, okay? None of their names have been their names. They've all fallen under aliases. They're counterfeits. They're not Jewish, okay? The reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm bringing up Netanyahu. I want you to listen to this, okay? So what I like to do is I always like to study something before I bring it to you. You know how I bring up Revelation 3:9, where it tells us in the scriptures that they can call themselves Jews, but they're not Jews? Jesus said they lie, right? It says this. It says, to refers to a group that claims to be God's people, Jews, but are actually liars and opponents of Christ. They are called the synagogue of Satan because they are associated with the devil and his deceitful work, much like earlier rebuke Jesus gave to certain Jewish leaders in John 8:44. Isn't that interesting, that correlation right there? So we're talking about Netanyahu, Mylakowski, who's not Jewish, but he's Polish, selling himself to you as God's chosen people. That's exactly what Revelation 3:9 addresses. And in the process, we find that the Netanyahu they're selling to you, Mylakowski, Benjamin Mylakowski, born on 21st of October 1949, the said prime minister of Israel at the time of the relevant conduct. There's an arrest warrant issued on the 21st November 2024 for what? Charges allegedly responsible for the war crimes of starvation as a method of warfare and of intentionally directing an attack against the civilian population and the crimes against humanity of murder, persecution, and other inhumane acts from at least 8th October 2023 until at least 20 May 2024. Hey, folks, he's wanted nationally as a war criminal. Oh, so was Henry Kissinger. So was George Soros, for those that didn't know. But they have yet to be prosecuted. Isn't it interesting how Soros is yet to be prosecuted? And somehow or another, Americans, he's still here buying off attorney generals across the United States of America. George Soros, an international criminal, is still allowed to come into America and buy up over 160 conservative radio program outlets. Isn't that insane? That is insane. And I'm laughing at, whoa, my goodness, what is coming upon this country, right? Okay, so let me go ahead and show you this. This is, so he's known all over the world, even in America, as a war criminal. And people know Mylakowski is a war criminal, so is Soros, but I'm talking about the guy they sell to you as Netanyahu. Okay, everybody sees it except your politicians who have handlers from AIPAC. Okay, and that is modern day Zionist handlers to make sure they stay in line, and they give them money. By the way, that money that they're giving to our politicians is money that our president gave to modern day Israel, right? To support them in their causes as they undermine the people by what? Extorting their politicians. Okay. So for the sake of time, I want you to see how this works out. That's all you have to do is listen. This is Benjamin Netanyahu. And I want to remind everybody before I play this, this is embarrassing. This is shameful conduct. Everybody sees him for who he is, except your politicians. This is him entering into the chambers in Washington, D.C. Listen carefully. These are your said representatives, people. I'm going to play the duration of it so you get the point. This is an international war criminal coming into the chambers of America. These are your said representatives giving him a standing ovation. I said your said representatives. The world sees him as a war criminal. Your politicians bow to him. But then again, this guy, Benjamin Mylakowski, is also friends, for those that didn't know, is also going around the world and telling the world that he controls Donald Trump and the American politicians. Is it true? You can hear this. A standing ovation in the halls of government from your scoundrels that are tolerated, that are bought and paid for with AIPAC handlers doing what they're told to do or else. Given a standing ovation. Oh, by the way, this goes on for another 2.5 minutes. No joke. Someone want to help me with this? And you have the said evangelicals in America, and the said evangelicals in America praising a mystical symbol that has been labeled the Star of David. I know we're off radio, guys. I'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. To my social media platform friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. See you tomorrow. Is this insane, people? Look at this shirt. You guys do understand this is the takedown of America. They're setting up a global system as they continuously tear down the U.S. Constitution. That's what this is. Okay? I know he looks like a nice guy. He sounds like a nice guy. But yeah, that's not his fruit. What is his fruit? Listen to this. These are your politicians, friends. A war criminal, a known international war criminal, claiming to be God's people, when in fact Scripture and Jesus Christ, my big brother, who told us the truth of the matter, they're not from above, they're from beneath. They're not of the Lord. And how do we know that? We know them by their fruit. Hey, folks, here, let me just give this to you really quick, okay? When I look at 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, I just want you to hear this for yourself, because the word will do what I can say in my own words. It'll do a lot more than that, because the Holy Spirit's going to bear witness to it, so I want to hold to his word. But it says this. It says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." He doesn't go around acting, friends, or putting on the facade of being evil. That's not what he does. He transforms his ministers, his angels, or his individuals, those that obey him, his minions, as angels of light. Then it tells us, "Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness." They act like they're the good guy. And what did the Lord say? "Whose end shall be according to their works," to what they do, not what they say. To what they do, not what they say. I want to let you know as well, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, as they call him, is back in America, meeting up with Trump once again. And again, I just don't think people quite understand what's happening here. People are asking the question, why is he spending so much time in the people's White House? Why is Donald Trump pulling out the chair so Mylakowski can sit down, the said prime minister of Israel? You guys know that on top of the fact that the Bellflower Declaration, which is bought and paid for by none other than the Rothschilds, you know that before the Rothschilds, the one that was responsible for creating what they call Zionism was a guy named Thomas Herzl. And you also know that Thomas Herzl was an atheist. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to remove, displace the Palestinians and take that position over there and now call it Israel. He said he wanted to set up a system of selling to the world that they were a people of God. They're unbelievers, atheists. And they're getting one over on people that claim to be the born of the Spirit of God. Something really, really wrong in this country, people. And it's not a joke. We're spinning out, and we're going to go into some dangerous, dangerous times. And I'll tell you this too, friends, with this whole digital system, they're going to push hard because they see that they've lost the narrative. And if they lost the narrative, what they're going to begin to do is they're going to start to act out in a totalitarian fashion. So what you seen during the pandemic where they said that it was soft tyranny, there's no such thing. That means they just showed you part of who they really were. They smiled just a little bit, but you couldn't see their fangs yet. There's no such thing as soft tyranny. You're going to see a harder form, a more authoritative form of government, because they see, as I just said, that they've lost the narrative. One of the other things I wanted to highlight, since I've got you, is the fact that you all the well know that the Jews, the synagogue of Satan, you do understand that they own Hollywood. You do understand that they own the music industry. You do understand that BlackRock is all premised on Jewish billionaires, Zionists. You also understand that they own that 96% of all sodomite porn, homosexual porn, comes from Tel Aviv. You know who owns all the porn hubs in the gist? Zionists. Do you see what's happening, folks? Do you also understand that they've been expelled from every country they've come into? I think people are starting to understand. Do you also know that they call themselves parasites? No joke. I was going to spend the next half hour showing the people the videos of the rabbis that are talking about the destruction of America and how the infrastructure of America will come down. That only happens when the people let it. That's not their call to be made. It's really the Lord's. But I know that all these things take place when I look through Scripture, that He allows these things to happen, that our backslidings might correct us. And that these judgments, the Lord is saying, I've allowed these, I've appointed these, but you haven't still returned unto me. These are methods that the Lord is bringing upon disobedient people to get their attention to return back unto them. I'll tell you what, folks, you are beyond the precipice of no return. You just seen and you just heard what I just seen and what I just heard. Who are these people? You all seen this. This is the point that I wanted to make. Senior Israeli cyber official busted of pedophilia, exited the United States without proper permission. Who released him? Donald Trump did. Whose name is on the Epstein files thousands of times? Donald Trump's. Remember, see, they got everybody thinking about something different now. Nobody's talking about the Epstein files anymore. And you all, by the way, you all know that during this whole assassination of Charlie Kirk, allegedly, right? You all realize that with that, that was a distraction to get you off of what was going on with he himself concerning the crimes that he's responsible for committing. Right after the alleged assassination, and I say that again just to safe vouch myself, the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, you do know that the very next day that somehow or another your said representatives made sure that it was blocked and that you would have no access to them. Wow. I showed you a video yesterday of Thomas Massey, who showed you what they did release concerning the Epstein files, and every single word was redacted. This is the people that you're allowing to hold to the helm. This is what's going on. Okay? We're in dangerous times. We're in very dangerous times. I want to say something about Thomas Massey, and I'm going to show you one more video, and we're going to be done. Thomas Massey is the only one that doesn't have an APAC handler. He laughs about it. And I told you guys before, just put a question mark on him. You should suspect everybody that approaches office. That's what our forefathers told us. Absolutely. I just seen over the last couple of days, he said he had enough signatures to mandate the release of the Epstein files. He hasn't done yet. He hasn't done so yet. Keep your eye on Thomas Massey, okay? And can I just stop you right there? Because I want to say this prophetically, and you can go ahead and check the gifting here. Okay. 3 days ago, I'm upstairs. I'm just going to make a point, and then I'm going to play this video, and it just came back to me again. Okay. We'll just go ahead and see how this plays out. There's something with Pete Hegseth and Erica Kirk. You say to yourself, what are you talking about? I'm going to tell you, you prophesy in part and you know in part. I don't know. But it dropped on me again 2 days ago when I was talking to my wife. And I said, okay, honey, I'm just going to go ahead and share this with you. She said, what? I said, Pete Hegseth and Erica Kirk. Okay, what about it? I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to show me right now. That's all I know. You prophesy in part and you know in part. He'll show you what you need to know. Okay? And the Bible says that we can't add to or take away. So we'll just go ahead and watch this. And we'll see if something transpires here with Pete Hegseth and Erica Kirk. Something's up with it. That's all I'm telling you. Okay? And that is about is from one end, from this end of the wall to this end of the wall. It's like they're opposite polars, but there's something up with the two of them. Again, I don't know what that is, but I almost should record this so I can play it back so people understand how this works, because the guy that's giving it to you right now doesn't always understand everything neither. Okay, so again, Pete Hegseth, Erica Kirk. That's all I'm saying. Let me get back to this, and we're going to end with this, okay? This is Donald Trump, again. He's greeting Israeli Prime Minister. It's not the Israel of God. Again, the guy they call Netanyahu at the White House as they work through a 21-point peace plan for Gaza. Nonsense. Peace to them is let's get rid of all of them, and when there's nobody else to oppose us, then we'll call it peace. No, that's war. Here, let me teach you something here. The rule of law brings about peace. Let me say that again. The rule of law brings about peace. But when it's by force, what you're doing is inciting war. Okay? When they call it peace, it's not what me and you know as peace. It's a false peace. It's their version of peace. It's their totalitarian, their authoritarian version of what peace is. You don't go out there and kill men, innocent men and women and children by the city full and slaughter a people and then say, let's, after we're almost done eradicating and genociding a good portion of those people, let's go ahead, let's come into the people's White House. Remember Netanyahu, Mylakowski, said, and he's going all over the world telling people that, in fact, he rules Donald Trump, and he rules the American politicians. I think you already seen that. That's exactly what's going on, okay? But you don't call it peace after you slaughter a people. And yet he's going to the People's White House to meet with Donald Trump because they're going to have negotiations on a 21-point peace plan for Gaza. Isn't that amazing how that works? I mean, the one that's responsible for war crimes against the people, somehow or another, he gets a free hand to go around and talk to all of these said representative governments and have peace plans when, in fact, he's the one that's responsible for the crimes being committed against the innocent people. Where are the good people in these governments to execute the laws against the such as and condemn such crimes that he's guilty for and of? It's embarrassing, people, how ignorant people are. So again, the rule of force is going to bring war. And that's what he's done. And they call it peace. When it's the rule of law, you're going to have a real peace, because everybody in representative positions submits themselves in this country to the law that God has given. And when that's enforced, we will have peace, but not until then. And this is not peace in any sense of the word. I want to show this to you, and then we're going to be done here. This is Donald Trump and the guy they call Netanyahu at the People's White House.
Ready, base, forward march.
See, and the people are still sitting back. They're just thinking they're two normal guys trying to do their best for the people they're supposed to represent. No, it's not. It's their interest. People haven't figured out that they're not working for the people. They're working for Zionist Jewish billionaires, just like Charlie Kirk was. Speaking of which, tomorrow I'm going to have Matt Truwilla with me. He is the author of The Doctrine of Lesser Magistrates out of Wisconsin, and he's going to bring up some information concerning what we need to know, and I'm sure he's dug deeper than I have, concerning TPUSA. A lot of weird stuff still coming out concerning TPUSA. I can tell you this right now. Just let me go ahead and tell you how this is going to go, okay? They're never going to survive. TPUSA is never going to survive on what they have in front of you right now. It never will. I want you to remember where all of that money came from, TPUSA. All of the money came from, it's the same money that goes to Candace Owens, the same money that goes to Ben Shapiro, and all of these other controlled operatives, because they're all bought and paid for. Oh, you know who all of them are, okay? They're the ones that are to keep you confused and divided. And that's the narrative they drive, because that's the job that they're doing in the work detail that's been given unto them by the one that pays their bills. That's why they're becoming massively wealthy, okay? But again, remember, all of that money that came into TPUSA were Jewish Zionist billionaires. And remember, it was said, and it's being reported all across the boards, just on Charlie, that he was told to get back in line, and if he doesn't, they were going to basically destroy him. And that's what we've been told. Okay. So tomorrow we're going to have Matt Truello with us, and he can go ahead and explain more than I can concerning that topic. We love you by what we do. Do take the time, friends, and go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. Your goods will be sent out tomorrow. Do subscribe. Do subscribe. And if you enjoy the show, please give us a thumbs up. We totally appreciate that. It's good to see who's listening, so on and so forth. If you don't like us, you can give us a thumbs down. I'm totally okay with that. We're here to contend for the faith. But again, do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wanted to tell you this too, and I'll bring it up tomorrow. But we just won the Best USA American Documentary 2025. Right here are all of our videos. So we just won the Best USA Documentary in 2025. It's all of our videos. Most people don't even know that we have that page, yet I continuously point my finger to it. Okay? So when you get a moment, check that out as well. Check out our schedule. Again, go to the store. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, because we don't have sponsors. Without you, we cannot continue on. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.